Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. Quarterfinals of the 2024 World Livestock Auctioneer Championship at the Tri-County Stockyards in Motley, Minnesota last week. 35 auctioneers from all around the U.S. competed, taking top honors Marcus Kent of Dunnellan, Florida. Kent said it's a great feeling to be recognized as the top auctioneer at this qualifying event.
It's a great feeling. Never in my life did I think I'd walk away from one of these deals as a champion.
Kent says his interest in auctioneering started at a young age and his family features a long history of auctioneers.
It was at a very young age, yes, sir. I have a lot of auctioneers in my family, from livestock auctioneers to equipment auctioneers, auto auctioneers. I think I'm number 23 in my family, so it was kind of something that I knew I always wanted to do. Kind of got away from it, but then went back to it, and it's just been a passion that I've enjoyed, and I wouldn't do anything else.
Ken says the live auction is the most competitive auction method and provides true price discovery and brings value to the entire community.
Yes, sir. There's a lot of people that depend on this livestock market, not just the employees that are here today, but the fuel stations downtown. These truckers go get fuel. These truckers, this is where they make their living as well. The restaurants, people go eat down there. The tractor companies around here that sell tractors to these farmers, the parts companies, the seed companies, the fertilizer companies. There's a lot more business that depends on this livestock market than just the people that are here today at this sale.
Capturing the reserve champion title, Joshua Garcia of Goliad, Texas. Garcia said the day provided a lot of excitement.
Oh, it does. The adrenaline's there. I tell you, whenever you get on the catwalk right before you're fixing to go in, that's kind of the nervous adrenaline. This is the excitement adrenaline. If you get part of both, it's a blessing.
For Garcia, the interest of becoming an auctioneer began with his grandpa.
Since I was a kid going to the sale barn with my grandpa, and it just kind of went from there. But it's an exciting feeling when you go sit at an auction, see the auctioneer, see the cattle moving. It keeps me intrigued. It keeps people intrigued. So I think that's what's going to continue this in the industry.
Garcia says selling at a live auction provides many benefits to those marketing cattle.
Oh, it's where you find true price discovery. You know, you can go sit there and put it in your front yard for $50. If you come to an auction and you start it for $50, well, someone might want to give $60, then they get in a bidding war, and now you sold it for $150. That's where you're going to find true price discovery right here.
The next qualifying event will be held at Paris Stockyards in Paris, Kentucky, mid-November. Also late last week, the World Food Prize was awarded.
I am pleased, as governor of the great state of Iowa, to proclaim Heidi Kuhn, the founder and CEO of Roots of Peace, as the 2023 World Food Prize laureate.
Heidi Kuhn, the 2023 World Food Prize laureate. This is Inside Agriculture. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.